Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie, called the mind, is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
The heart has the precious treasure of Ananda, but man does not know the key to open the lock. That key is Namasmarana, the repetition of the name of the Lord with a pure heart. Purify the heart with the four instruments, Satya, Dharma, Shanti and Prema. Always endeavor to do good to others, to think well of them, and to speak well of others. This endeavor will wear away your egoism and attachment to things that cater to your pleasures. Do not behave like birds and beasts, always engaged in earning a living or rearing a family. Struggle for higher things. Use the higher talents with which you are endowed.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 55th name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is
Om Shri Sai Anantanuta Kartrane Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Ananta means endless. Nuta means praise. Karta or creator, who is praised endlessly, is referred to in this epithet. Since Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba is ceaselessly engaged in healing, saving, safeguarding and uplifting, the paean of thanksgiving from those who receive his grace is ananta, endless. Karta also means he who creates, he who does, makes, performs. And so, it is a name that signifies Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Since Baba is all these three, the Dattatreya himself, the name Karta is eminently his. Baba is the Karta that draws endless praise from all lands and all languages, from young and old, from the simple and the sophisticated. Words fail those who attempt to describe his love and his might. No artist can depict to the full his beauty and his glory. But yet, they keep on trying. The urge is irresistible. Once we have tasted his love, we feel orphaned unless we install him in our hearts. People who have met him and received the shower of grace from him return to him often and often to alleviate their thirst. They talk only of his love, his wisdom, and his mystery. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 55th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Anantanuta Kartrine Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Anantanata Kartrune Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who is the creator and is praised endlessly. Bhagavan Vishnu has assured Narada, Mad Bhakta Yatra Gayanti Tatra Tishthami Narada. Narada, wherever my devotees sing my glory, I am always present there. Swami says, quote, I created this world for my own joy. Mountains rose up, rivers started flowing, earth and sky, oceans and water bodies were formed. The sun, moon and desert sprang up. Then the living beings were created. Man was given the first place and my knowledge was placed in his mind. Unquote. Since the knowledge about God was already placed in the human mind, man started singing his glory from that very moment. He realized that by singing God's glory, he can please him. According to the saying, Devanam Priyastuti, God is praised endlessly, and it is going to remain so forever, eternally. In Bhakti Marga, there are 9 forms of devotion. Among these, the second form is Kirtanam, singing God's glory. The devotees knew that through Kirtanam, one can win God's grace in order to cross this ocean of life easily. So, Kirtanam acquired the second place in Navavidha Bhakti, the 9 paths of devotion. In order to make the devotees understand the importance of singing God's glory, Swami established the Pandhari Bhajan group in his childhood itself. As a young boy, little Satya used to collect children of similar age group and teach them bhajans describing the glory of various names of God. This Pandhari Bhajan group would carry cymbals in hand, wear jingles on their feet and go all over Puttaparthi singing bhajans. Due to this, not just in Puttaparthi alone, but in the surrounding villages also, devotion sprang up in the hearts of elders. The group was invited to sing bhajans in several villages, and wherever they performed, the villages were protected from the spread of epidemics and people started developing faith in the power of Kirtanam. Swami has given us this easiest path of devotion, Namasmarana and Namasankirtana. Millions of Sai devotees from all over the world are singing God's glory and enjoying the bliss derived from it. Bhagwan made his mind to provide clean drinking water to the districts of Rayalaseema. Rayalaseema suffered drought for years, which was not taken care of either by the British, which ruled India for hundreds of years, or by the central and state governments of India. The water project initiated by Bhagwan was a mega project which would cost hundreds of crores of rupees. The first phase of Sri Satya Sai Pure and Safe Drinking Water Project was inaugurated through a remote control system from the Poonachandra Auditorium in the year 1995, which provided drinking water to 155 villages in the districts of Anantapur. Second phase of the project was successfully executed, which brought drinking water facility to the entire town of Anantapur. The third and final phase included providing water to 700 more villages in the district, which costed 300 crores of rupees, which completely eradicated the drinking water problem from the entire district of Anantapur. On the evening of Swami's 70th birthday, Baba received gifts worth 13 kilograms of gold from devotees across the world, which Baba could not refuse to accept, as they were offered to him with great devotion and love. He called for an auction sale of the gold he was gifted at the Hillview Stadium and used the proceeds from the auction for the water project he had taken up. With Swami's mission filled with his eternal and endless love for his children, about 12 lakhs of population residing in towns like Dharmavaram, Kadiri, Gutti, Uruvakonda, Kalyanadurgam, Hindupur, etc. were provided with 24 hours drinking water, which was not infested with fluoride. Swami's heart melted to the prayers of devotees from the districts of Medak and Mehboob Nagar, which led to expanding the scope of the Sri Satya Sai Pure Drinking Water Project to these districts as well, with an additional spend of a few more crores. Residents of these districts paid their respect and love to Swami out of their joy on receiving such a loving, selfless gesture from Swami. Swami continued to use funds to provide water to the residents of Chennai city by spending 300 crores to divert and productively channelize the waters of River Krishna. Another 100 crores of rupees were put to use to cater to the noble cause of providing water to about 400 tribal villages in the district of West Godavari of Andhra Pradesh. The world witnessed this gesture of selfless love from Bhagwan, and with such grandeur and scale, which has quenched the thirst of lakhs of people residing across these districts. And the divine glory of our dear Lord is sung by one and all, thanking Him for His unconditional love and spirit of service.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the 55th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Anantanata Kartrine Namaha. The 56th name is
Om Sri Sai Adi Purushaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Baba is the avatar of the age, come to restore dharma and save man from downfall. He is the Sanatana Sarathi, the eternal charioteer. One of his acts as charioteer was at Kurukshetra when he instructed Arjuna in the science of liberation. We are all in Kurukshetra, the field where the battle of good against evil, contentment against greed, charity against hate is being waged. Every man, since the first man, needed a charioteer who could instruct him and guide him. And the Lord is inside the chariot of the body, willing to take the reins and direct the horses, that is senses, along the path of truth and love. But alas, only a few accept him, recognize him, or heed him. Baba is the Sanatana Sarathi, the primeval Purusha, the dweller within the divine city, the body. Purusha means he who was and is, in the past and in the present. Adi means the very first. Lord is the very first person, the digit that gives value to the zeros that follow. Purusha also means he who confers the fruit. Baba confers on sadhakas the fruit they are striving for, the vision of Ishtadevata. Just as he granted a vision of himself as Padmanabha to Swami Purushottamananda at Vasishta Guha near Rishikesh. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 56th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Adi Purushaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Adi Purushaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who is the primeval Purusha, the Creator Himself. Adi Purusha is the one who was there before, is present now, and will be there in the future too. He is the Purusha, the eternal charioteer, who rides the chariot of the body. The Bhagavad Gita tells us, Ajopi sannavyayatma, bhutanam ishvaropi san, prakritim swamadhishtaya, sambhavamyatma mayaya. Ajopi sannavyayatma, bhutanam ishvaropi san, prakritim swamadhishtaya, sambhavamyatma mayaya. Though I am unborn, and I am of imperishable nature, and though I am the Lord of all beings, yet ruling over my own nature, I take birth through my own Maya. The present Sri Satya Sai avatar is Adi Purusha, and he has incarnated in human form by his own will. During the Sri Krishna avatar, there were some people who were unable to understand his divine nature, and thinking of him as a mere human, disobeyed and disregarded him. In this day and age too, there are ignorant who do not understand Bhagwan Baba's divinity. A number of yogis and devotees who are seekers of knowledge and wisdom have experienced that Sri Satya Sai is Adi Purusha. When Bhagwan Baba was at Rishikesh in the ashram of Swami Shivananda, he saved a yogi from drowning in the river near Vasishta Caves. The yogi had invoked God and his plea reached Bhagwan Baba. Bhagwan responded to his prayer and saved his life. This incident illustrates that Bhagwan Baba is Adi Purusha. Being Adi Purusha, he remembers the various births of his devotees during the times of every incarnation. This story is from the life of Shirdi Sai Avatar. Mrs. Lakshmi Ganesh Kaparde was an ardent devotee of Sainath. Baba especially loved her and always showered his grace upon her. When she offered food to him as Naivedya, he would eat it immediately. Once when Madhav Rav Deshpande, also known as Shama, asked him about it, he said, quote, "In one of her earlier births, she was a cow who yielded lots of milk. Then for some time she went missing. Later, she was born in a Kshatriya family and then she was a merchant's wife. After this, she was born in a Brahmin family. I'm seeing her now after a long time. So let me enjoy eating some food which she has cooked with so much love and let her also get that satisfaction." Unquote. May the Adipurusha Sai Nath bless us too with similar happiness.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 56th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Adipurushaya Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you, and loving Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam.
Sai. ದೇವಸ್ವರೂಪಿಣಿ ಜನನಿ ಮಾ ಚರಣ ನಮೋಸ್ತು ತೇ ಸಾಯಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪಿಣಿ ಜನನಿ ಮಾ ಜಗದಂಬೆ ಕೃಪಾ ಕರು ಸಾಯಿ ಪ್ರೇಮಸ್ವರೂಪಿಣಿ ಜನನೀ ಮಾ.